The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Abacus Plumbing. Finally, professionals you can count on.
I'm a hard-working man. Working man.
Good morning, Houston. Let's get you from to-do to done right now.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Need help with your to-dos? Or someone you can trust to do it for you? We're here for you. Home Show Radio continues with Tom Tynan.
And we start hour number two of a three-hour edition of Home Show Radio. I do want to tell everybody, we're going to get to Dean next in a second here, but the Barry Center, Sci-Fair Home and Outdoor Living Show will be going on today. It'll be the last one of this season, maybe the last one of the year. Although Tony said he might be having one in September. We'll have to see. But that's still up in the air about where, what, how, and dates and all that. But as far as today, if you're going out there, it is free. It's free to everybody. And the most important thing I think happening out there, besides all the great people displaying their wares, we've got Clean and Clear Pools, one of our certified home show pros out there. We also have Linda over there with the Shelf Genie. She was getting a lot of response with her stuff. It's very visual what they do with all the shelves and stuff that go in your cabinets. It's really impressive. But you can see them out there also. But there'll be a lot of good people out there. I saw a lot of old friends I hadn't seen in a long time. And a lot of kind of new ones, too. And I even got a opportunity presented to me that I'm going to take. And you guys will hear more about that later. But right now, I got to keep it under the, I don't know what you call it. I just got to keep it under wraps. There you go. Under wraps until it's a done deal. All right, 281-833-3333. Dean, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hello?
Hello, Dean.
Hello, Tom. I wanted to ask you a question about something I recently noticed around one of the AC registers or vents coming out of my ceiling. Right around the edges of the plastic of the vent cover, I noticed some kind of discoloration or black looking stuff coming out, and I got a ladder, went up there and took that cover off, and sure enough, kind of right around the footprint of where that vent cover covers on the ceiling, it looked like some mold or mildew on the sheetrock in that area. Just kind of wanted to know what might cause
it. Is
that
mildew,
any sort of remedies?
It is definitely mildew. It's not a mold issue where everybody's going to die. That stuff happens all the time. Those registers, actually, the register is the grill. Some of them get kind of bad because they get so cold, usually the ones closer to the unit. And so the sheetrock gets really cold, too, and then a little dew point reaches, a little moisture gets there, dirt from the air, and all of a sudden mildew will grow around them. So it's just a matter of cleaning it up once in a while, probably maybe every 3-4 years if you see it happening and clean it up. But if you spray that area, if you want to take that register down like you did and you see the little outline, if you want to take a little bleach, like three parts water, one part bleach, put in a little spray bottle and spray it around, it probably will kill that mildew. If you want to just wipe it down without tearing up the texture a little bit with a rag, it'll come right off onto the rag once you moisten it. And look between the back of the sheetrock and the metal box that the register screws to. If there's a big gap there, tape it with some air conditioning tape or caulk it if you want to, and then put your register back up on there, because what happens is it gets kind of warm and cold around the area, but it's pretty common in almost everybody's home. Most people just ignore it. Or like my father used to tell me, you have all this mold coming out of your... It doesn't work that way. It's not mold coming out of your registers. And it's just the sheetrock getting a little cold. And it's natural thing called... You got to do spring cleaning once in a while. And some of them get bad. Some of the rooms never need it. Some do. Bathrooms are kind of bad about it. That's all.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
And don't do duck cleaning. That's not going to help. All right. Thank you, Dean. I just need to throw that out there because... With duct cleaning companies, what you'll hear is this. If you have dust on your ceiling fan, you need to have your ducts cleaned. I've never heard of such a ridiculous thing in my whole life. Ceiling fans collect dirt. Nobody cleans their ceiling fans. If you don't clean a ceiling fan, it is going to build a huge amount of schmutz on it. So ceiling fans are wonderful, but you got to clean them once in a while. Okay, spring cleaning. People think a house cleans itself. A house does not clean itself. You have to clean it. I had a call not too long ago, a couple weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks at the most, maybe it was even last weekend, about dust in a home. And this person wanted to seal his home up so tight. He wanted no dust at all. He wanted nothing. No dust, nothing. But you don't understand that dust is created internally. It is true that if you really, the research done, that they take all the dust in a home and they analyze it. How they do this, I don't know. But they take all the schmutz that they get off the countertops and they put it through all their testing. And most of it is skin from people. The other part of it is fabric that are deteriorating, mainly carpets, sheets, pillows, mattresses, furniture, anything that's a fabric. And people don't realize, like, a mattress deteriorates. It starts deteriorating the minute you get it into your home. And so that's why they have dust mites and all this stuff. It's really gross if you look at some of the stuff that's in your mattress. And every time you do laundry, it starts to tear down the fabrics. And so you have fabrics, then you have the skin, and that's all internal. Also, right now, it's pollen season, and you think you come in and, oh, I'm out of the house now, I won't breathe the pollen anymore. You bring in huge amounts on your clothes. And what you do with your clothes, I don't know. Most people, what they do is eventually, after walking around the house for hours in their clothes, and they start to put in their nighties on or whatever they're wearing, they take the clothes and they put it in a hamper inside the closet with their fresh clothes. And so now all of a sudden you're spreading all this stuff in a closet, and it builds up over time in a closet. Dust does not move around and find its way through an air conditioning filter. It stays where you put it. It goes up, it comes down, it goes up, it comes down. It doesn't travel around the hall, into the vent, into the filter. It doesn't do that. The filters for an air conditioning system are there purely to keep that schmutz that you are creating with your body and everything you're bringing in from the outside, keep it from getting into the system. So all you're doing is protecting your air conditioner. So anything around that vicinity of a air conditioning filter or return air is going to be filtered, because you don't want it in your evaporator coil, on your fan motor and all that. They're going to get their dust there another way. But it's nothing you can avoid. It's something you have to clean, and cleaning on a regular basis. So think about that when you see all this dust. And you know when people notice the dust the most? Is after they clean. Because as you clean and you're vacuuming and you're dusting and you're pledging and you're doing all this stuff with all these chemicals and everything and all these cleaning products, you say, oh, my house is really clean. And then a few hours later, you start to see dust. You know why? Because as you clean, you are raising the dust all throughout the house, and it's becoming airborne, and it's kind of just floating around. And then when you're done cleaning and you're all relaxed and you're having your cocktail and you're ready to go eat dinner and you look at the countertop and you see some dust, it's because it's finally settling again. You didn't collect it all. All you did was move it in the air so you couldn't see it for a while. Some of it you got, but you have to constantly stay on it. And the registers on the ceiling, they need to be cleaned once in a while. You don't have to clean them all. Some rooms stay cleaner than others. But when they get really cold, and when I talked to, was it Lee just a minute ago, and we talked about, or maybe it was Dean, caulking and taping off that little gap so you don't have the hot air and the dust coming in right there and that sheetrock getting colder than it should. That's actually a code requirement where it has to be inspected before you put the registers on and do the trim out on the air conditioning system because of that. And there's a lot of things that are in codes to try to keep the air quality pretty good in a home, but it'll never be perfect. And on the last note, everybody worries about mold. Mold is in every single house in Houston and pretty much across the country. There are some areas in deserts and stuff you don't get hardly any. But there's a ton of mold outside. It's growing. It's a growth. It's happening. It happens on trees, on leaves. It's all over the place. And so when they do a mold test in a home, they test the outside at the same time under the same conditions as the inside. So if it's right today, it would be tested today outside, tested today inside. Then when they get the test, they take them and they sample it. And as long as the inside mold count is lower than the outside mold count, you're okay. But you're going to have mold in your house. When the count on the inside gets really high and it's higher than what's going on the outside, that's when they consider it a problem. All right, we'll move on and talk about insulation, because I get a lot of calls about insulation. Radiant barriers, ventilation, fiberglass insulation, taking out the old stuff. watching all that insulation in your attic just deteriorate. Going back to the dust issue, a lot of it you'll find is rock wool or the paper insulation that the cellulose insulation that people put in their homes. It deteriorates. They say, oh, it's natural. Of course it's natural. And natural things deteriorate naturally, so they don't have a life, what do they call it, atomic lifespan of 500 years where they don't deteriorate. But as far as that goes, you have to have insulation, but sometimes you have to have it taken out first. I've got a company that can do all of the above. They can come in, they can analyze what you have, exactly what you need on the floor of your attic. If you need a radiant barrier, where it needs to go. If you need some attic ventilation to complement your insulation package. Do you need the old stuff cut out first? They'll go around and they'll foam the little joists and everything. So you kind of clean up. Once you clean up your attic, you can take care of all the little gaps and stuff, which helps a lot, just like we were talking about the register. And that's what Arctic Insulation Solutions does. Arctic Insulation Solutions, they're your full insulation service company. You can find them at homeshowradio.com. But so many of you have been asking me, what insulation company? Well, I went out and found Brad. And he's going to take really good care of you because that's what he does. Arctic Insulation Solutions, another certified home show pro here in our area. And Brady, excuse me, and his team will take care of all of you. They are going to take care of your fiberglass insulation, your radiant barrier, solar fans, removal, replacement, full energy auditing of the attic. Very glamorous, right? Oh, let me look in your attic and see what you need. That's what they do at Arctic Insulation Solutions. And you'll talk with the owner directly, and he will take very good care of you. So talk to Brady and find out how he can take care of all your insulation needs. They are our new certified home show pro of insulating your home, and they'll do a good job for you. I liked the guy when I met him, and we went over a lot. He's got a good history, and I liked his history about how he got into the business. And he's very dedicated, and he's very knowledgeable. That is Arctic Insulation Solutions.
Take the guesswork out of your next project. Get advice from Tom. Then get help you can trust. Get an expert who meets Tom's standards. A certified home show pro.
Cutting edge tile removal. Certified dust-free tile removal with no messy cleanup.
Arcosa Crush Concrete, formerly Cherry Companies, paying you for recycling your concrete and asphalt while making Houston a greener place every day.
Shelf Genie transforms your existing cabinets into a fully usable space, putting everything within reach.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Hi, call me 281-833-3333, and we will talk today. Let's talk to Alan. Alan, you're on Home Show Radio.
Morning, Tom.
Good morning.
I have an off-the-wall question as it regards you being with the Texas State Guard. And
yes.
What you deal with protecting us from national disasters of different sorts.
Yes.
And so what is being done? What is being talked about as far as the EMP threat, which I'd say would be the biggest disaster out there?
Don't talk much about it at all because there's not much anything anybody could do. And I don't know if it ever will be used until the last final attempt for somebody to do something. And the reason is because it can backfire on you and not only cut off all the other person's information access, it's going to cut off your own too. So I don't know what anybody could do about it. And I think it would be horrible. It would shut down everything from the banking system on. I mean, everything would be gone.
Yeah, unless you're Amish, we'd all basically starve to death.
Yeah, you would. The world would come to a halt. There's no doubt about it. It wouldn't hurt the animals. It wouldn't hurt Mother Nature far as growing things. It would destroy the way we have become so dependent on what's going on as far as cars and everything else. My 1966 Mustang would run fine. I can drive all over town. Everybody else would be stuck at their home. But luckily, I can tell you this, tractors and farm equipment, things like that, they will not be affected by it. but your day-to-day living stuff would be just, it would be gone.
Right. And I understand that the China and the Russians are doing more shielding transformers and this kind of thing.
They are, but, you know, I spent my whole life in the Cold War. My father was one of the first pilots with the B-47s and B-52s with the Strategic Air Command. So I remember talking to him all my life about this stuff. And I don't know if we'll ever get to that. Everybody worries about, you know, other countries. But the bottom line is this, is the American homeowners support the world with financial assistance. And if they ever destroyed us, that's why it's going to be internal through government and stuff. If they ever came and just shut us down and America no longer was the consumer it is, the rest of the world would starve because they'd have no way to make any money or anything to support themselves. It's a very odd, but it's a way to create strength is by being their bank account. And that's what we are right now. We are the world's bank account. The American homeowner supports every single thing that's going on in the world. We pay for it through American homeowners. We pay for all the wars. We pay for all the good. We pay for all the bad. We pay for all the crookedness. We pay for everything. It all comes from us.
That's right.
You well, don't want to shut us down because they don't have a bank account.
Right. And if anybody on the public doesn't know what we're talking about here, and we should, it's a real problem.
Yes.
But
it gets
look up, read about the 1857 Carrington event in which
there you go.
The sun produced this EMP event.
Yes.
That was so powerful that it set telegraph lines on fire.
Yeah. That's what are you going to do? That's why I said I don't think there's anything anybody can do about it. And so you asked me if it's talked about in the Guard. No, we're talking about more things like getting attacked over the border and getting run over and getting abused now like crazy and all this other stuff. But we don't talk about that particular issue. My specialty is a shelter management specialist. So, and I think I'm moving over to the engineers next. But as far as that goes, we're trying to deal with the day-to-day stuff. The wildfires, we just had a great response with the wildfires. We helped a lot out that way, but that's about what our job, our MOS is.
All right, then. I was just wondering if anything was coming down from politicians. Politicians probably don't know what this is, but
no, they only care about money.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. That's what they do. I got to run. This is not the show for that, but it's an interesting question, and you're the only caller holding. So, hey, you helped me. You kill some time for me today. I like it. Thank you, Alan. Hi, brother. We'll see you. Bye. I'm not going to get into those discussions, but it's interesting. But as far as the talk about it, not at all. Not that particular conversation by any means. All right. AirTech of Katy is what we talk about because we need air conditioning. And right now the electric grid is working. And as long as the electric grid is working, we're going to have air conditioning. The only reason Houston exists is because of air conditioning. The only reason the whole South exists now and is becoming where everybody's moving, well, you have Tennessee and Texas and Florida. Those are the three biggies. The only reason we can be here, the only reason we can be in Arizona for retirees is because of air conditioning. So let's keep our air conditioning running. If you would live, like we just talked with Alan about if we lose all our power grid, you would be moving up north. You would be in like caravans going to cooler weather. Because staying in Houston is a very hard road as far as living here without that air conditioning. So now that we know we need air conditioning, the simple thing is get your checkup done. Make sure you check it up and make sure it's running right. It's the bottom line. And AirTech of Katy, and they just don't handle Katy. They handle all of Houston. They're there for you to take care of your air conditioning system. Start with a checkup. It's still $49 to the end of the month, which is we have this week. So call tomorrow. Tomorrow's Monday. Yeah, call tomorrow. Schedule it. See if they can get it in and get you up and running and going and everything copacetic with your air conditioning system. They can do the full checkup now because the weather has turned warmer. And if you're considering a new unit, do it now before it gets really hot. Luckily, they are so well prepared that if you do need a new unit, they can usually get the whole thing in and done within one day. Just come in, boom, it's done. They have install crews that are ready to go at a moment's notice, whether it's just an evaporator coil or you need a whole new system. And right now, if you do need a system, get it before the laws are changing again. The lobbyists went at it again, and now we have new refrigerants coming in, new refrigeration type lines, new air conditioning equipment that's supposed to be is going to be the greatest thing in the world, and it never is. It'll change again and again. But it's good to go with the R410A right now. If you're going to do anything, that would be the one you want to grab, because you'll be able to keep it running for the next 20 years and hopefully avoid a lot of this this new switch to the propane-based refrigerants, which is going to be an interesting concept and a lot of new questions coming up, I'm sure, about that as we get into that for the next 3 years. And as from what I'm told, I'll be on the air for at least the next 5 years, so and hopefully 10. And I will keep you ahead of the game, because that's my job. AirTech of Katy, give them a call tomorrow and schedule your appointment. And find out if they should still be running the deal once you call and schedule, because they said through the month of March. Once you get into April and stuff, everybody starts backing up. So whatever you're going to do with any of our certified home show pros, including AirTech of Katy, make the call tomorrow, because a lot of them still have the March deals. I won't get into all the other ones that do, but they're all trying to get everything out of the way of the people who are ahead of the game in March, because April it starts to back up. That's AirTech of Katy. You can find them at homeshowradio.com.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Let's see here. Let's talk to Gerardo. Gerardo, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. I'm just trying to get pick your brain a little bit.
Sure.
There's like a 20% chance that I might pull the trigger on a couple of condos. A neighbor of mine passed away, and he had two condos right next to mine. And just trying to get some ideas. They're 40 years old, and they've never been remodeled. I looked inside, and they don't look so hot. The owner's sister who took over, you know, basically gutted it, took all the appliances, everything. So I'm thinking it's time for a complete remodel. What's the basic process as far as what goes first, second, third?
Well, you got to make it livable. Are you going to rent it? Are you going to use it as rental income?
Yes.
Okay, so you don't want to remodel really, really fancy. You just want to make it livable.
Right.
So you're talking about paint, carpet, floor covering, whatever it is. And since you took all the appliances, you're going to have to redo the kitchen a little bit and make sure the bathrooms are clean. I would not put a lot of money in it, but I think it's a smart move. I think you're in the right track. I'd grab them too. The rental market and the rental business is going to be incredibly strong in this country for at least another decade. And you can always, and I can't get into all the specifics, and you can find out, but you can meet the, you can beat the capital gains if you buy now, rent, sell later. There's ways to do it. You have to talk to a CPA about it. But it is a strong market right now. So what you're doing is great, but you're going to need a little capital into it. You might even be able to borrow against it to get the money to do it. And that is, you know, like a line of credit on the condos. It depends who's financing it, or just get a little extra money when you finance them. If you're financing it, maybe you're paying cash. I don't know what you're doing, but,
yeah,
it's a good move, but you got to get it livable. Clean and livable is all you need. Do not make it fancy. Do not upgrade with fancy countertops and stuff, because renters are going to do so much to it. And that's
right.
Part of the game when you're in the rental business.
Right. I know you don't like to get estimates on stuff like that, but.
Well, you know why? Because I can't. I don't know enough about it. So you're just going to have to do it. And then one step at a time is obviously you need a working kitchen. It sounds like she took all the appliances out the way you presented it to me. So it needs a working kitchen. If it's got carpet that's marginal, you could have it steam cleaned and get somebody in there maybe. Definitely probably needs paint, but paint is not a big deal. Just have all the walls whitewashed. Don't go into fancy colors or anything. Just get the place painted. Make sure the air conditioning system is performing. It doesn't have to be perfect, but I would do. I would go through the maintenance of it first, and then just if you have to replace stuff, don't replace it with expensive stuff.
one of the big issues is that one of the units where he lived in, I think what he would do when he damaged sheetrock, instead of repairing it, he would cover it up with something. So I'm thinking I'm going to have to replace all that wood or mirrors that he covered up and re-sheetrocked all that, because he's got wood trim all over the place.
Okay, and you know what? Maybe. But I'll tell you what, sheetrock is cheap. That is going to be the least of your worries. People get all unglued about cutting a hole in sheetrock and stuff. It is so cheap to have it repaired, matched, and painted. So if that's what you can do, you get a painting company in just to pull whatever you want off. If they have to repair holes and stuff, that's easy, man. That is not millions of dollars of cost at all. They'll repair that stuff quite quick, and they'll match it and get it all painted. That's part of the painting job, is ripping out anything you want to rip out, have the sheetrock repaired, have it all painted. That's one of the first things you want to do, by the way. And then you put your floor covering in and stuff later, so that all that stuff doesn't get damaged by the painters.
Right. Okay. That was the key thing. All right. Yeah, it's just a matter of she's getting bad information from people as far as, you know, what. I mean, they're in bad shape, and she wants appraisal value, and it's like, well, they're not even livable, lady. But that's
going to be you winging the deal with her. If it's going to be you're going to have to wheel and deal that one. But I tell you what, getting in there and doing the work, the first thing I would do is I'd have the whole. If you say there's stuff you want to tear off the wall, wood or whatever he put up, have it torn out and have the place painted. Just get the whole thing painted, and then you can say, okay, I got a couple appliances to put here. I got to replace the carpet in this room and this room. And then just do what you need to do to clean it up. Have the bathrooms cleaned, caulked, and painted. I mean, that's what you're doing. Replace a mirror here or there, or a light fixture. Not a big deal. Don't buy expensive ones. But I would work starting with getting the whole place painted and all the holes and stuff fixed. But as far as you getting a price from her, you know, hold your ground, because it's moving that stuff is not easy.
Right. Yeah. Okay, I appreciate all the information.
Hey, it's a good move. I hope it works out for you, because you'll be able to make some money out of that deal. There's no doubt about it, here and later when you go to sell them, if you keep them nice. But you don't have to. But don't, when you get into that type of business, which is a good business, I mean, the Airbnbs and stuff, I know guys that make millions of dollars off those things. I just bought an Airbnb from a company that had like 300 of these places. And it was marginal, but we gutted the bathrooms, and I had Trifection go in there. In fact, I'm heading down there today and down on by the ocean. And it's worth it for you. All right, Mike, hang loose a minute. We're going to get right to you. Concrete Raising Corporation can be your, they can do something for you that nobody else can do. And that's put your concrete back to where it's supposed to be. It's an unusual concept, but it's going to be quite beneficial to you as far as saving money. And let's face it right now, money's tight. I don't care how many jobs you have. I got three. I am tighter with my money today than I was 4 years ago. There's no doubt about it. It's just the weird economy we have going right now, and all the way the world is. So you got to be really careful with your money. And instead of getting a jackhammer out and saying, you know, I'm just going to replace all the driveway, I'm just going to replace all of this. Why? Find out why first, just like this gentleman's going to find out what he has to do just to get his place livable and rentable to someone who will appreciate it and live next door to his landlord. Anyway, that should be interesting. As far as that goes, though, with your concrete, what if you can just put it back to where it was and it all matches? It's the same concrete. It doesn't look brand new. Maybe you want new. That's different. But Concrete Raising Corporation, talk to them. They have a couple of methods they use. One's with foam, one's with cement. They don't do structural slabs. They do flat work. They do roads, by the way. They do parking lots if you're a facilities person. And you know what? They do driveway slabs. They do patios. They do. They did one of the people over here at Mosier Media, Chris. They had to fix his fire pit slab area because of the drought we had, and it went and dropped and cracked, but they put it back to where it's supposed to be. And it's still, all he has to do is fix some grouting and stuff, and it's done. It's a really good way to go. So before you get your jackhammer out to put those concrete pieces, just jackhammer them out, don't. Put them back to where they were. And you can see the video at homeshowradio.com. It's quite impressive. That's Concrete Raising Corporation.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Let's get right back to the call. Let's talk to Mike. Mike, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Tyne?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Quick question. I'm in an older home, and they're building townhouses and stuff, and they're building those things higher. They build their foundation foot and a half higher, and so their water is just running onto to mine and other older homes in the area, and it's like, you know, like I have a little pond in my land, and so I was trying to find a solution for that. I was thinking about a retaining wall, or maybe you might have another suggestion.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. Is this in the city of Houston?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the rules in the city of Houston, and so I would bring this up to the building department, are this. Now, this has happened, and I've built in areas like West U and stuff years ago, and this was happening. We had to build really high with the new requirements, but the rule was this. We could not let one bit of water drain from our property onto yours. It all had to drain to the street. So you can, if you're having a problem with another property, number one, then if it's them draining on you, you can call the city and see if you can get some results through that. If your property used to drain on the others and now it has nowhere to drain, you're going to have to put some drainage system on your property and make sure all the water from your property goes to the street too. So that was the two ways to have a solution with this, whether it's a retaining wall, whether it's a drains in the ground, whatever it takes, regrading your property. But those are the two issues that are happening in the cities right now where you're building new under new requirements to the people like yourself who have the older homes that aren't built to those requirements. So that's a determination you have to make. But if it's a retaining wall and it's on your property, I'm sure they'll allow you to do what you need to do. I can't design it for you. I'm not sure where the water's coming from or if it's just sitting there because it can't go where it used to.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming from neighbors.
If it's coming from them, then somebody, the city, you can call them. What I would do is I'd call the building department and say, hey, I've got this problem, and is there some kind of recourse through the city because it's not supposed to be draining on yours. That's a very strict rule when they come to do these inspections. And in the city of Houston, they do their inspections, and the city needs to be taking care of that. They are not. They're supposed to have engineering reports from those new properties, those that are drainage reports, and how that water is draining to the street and never to your property.
Okay. And do you
if it's coming from their property,
go
ahead.
No, I was just going to see if you had a recommendation for a company that could build those retaining walls for me.
What I was going to say is if it takes someone to come into your property and build walls and put in a drainage system underground, you know, some of this ADS pipe and that kind of thing, which is pretty standard stuff. Most landscaping companies can take care of that for you. As far as do I know somebody? I don't know somebody personally, but I'm sure there's a bunch of them. But one of the things you want to do is have someone who's a licensed irrigator with the state of Texas. Licensed irrigators are also licensed for drainage systems, and they're the ones that are supposed to design it. They're the ones that are supposed to get it approved, and they're the ones that are supposed to stand behind it so they don't lose their license. So that's what you're looking for is a licensed irrigator to take care of your problems, whether it's retaining walls or drainage systems. It's going to be a combination of more than just one thing.
Okay.
Because what will happen is if you build a retaining wall and it floods your neighbor, you're gonna have more trouble. It's just coming back at you in a different way. So it's got to be done the right way.
Oh, yeah. And would that apply to where you have a neighbor building up their land to run the water on you?
That's why I say the building department should go and shut it down. If they will send an inspector out to take a look at it, and if it's a newer home, they'll look at how the permits were pulled. And if they're doing something that didn't get permitted, that didn't get regulated, that's supposed to, your neighbor's going to probably get a little letter from the city saying it's time to shut it down and fix it.
Okay.
So that's why
I'd
call the building department and just say, hey, you know, give me your address and say, I think there's some stuff going on here. It's flooding my property. It's a newer home.
Okay.
Is there? Can you send somebody out to take a look at it and see? Hopefully, you know, we got a new mayor now, whether you voted for him or not. Maybe he seems like he's going to try to fix some of the things. I think it was a little lax before. I don't live in the city of Houston, but I'm close enough to it to know that maybe this new guy can do a little bit, because everybody wants to stay in office, and they always try a lot when they get new, and then they get lazy and rich when they're in there a long time.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Time.
All right. Good luck to you. I have had that call many times, and I have had people, even on my jobs when I was working in West U and stuff, we had to put in drainage plans. I never had anybody call back and say, hey, you're hurting our property. One time we had an issue, but it was because their property used to drain on this vacant lot. And the vacant lot is what we had to build up to build on. And so we built it up, but our water drained to the street, but their water no longer could drain onto this vacant lot. And so that can sometimes be an issue. And they had to regrade and redo their backyard a little bit. And their biggest problem, it wasn't that bad. Their biggest problem was they had some dogs in a very tiny, small yard. And that dog, the backyard was the bathroom for the dogs. And the dogs were coming in all muddy, and they were a little irritated on that. But it turned out to fix it okay. They put a little drainage system in, and it worked out. Circle Saw is a company you go to when you want the perfect tool for the perfect job, for your perfect shop, in your perfect life. How many of you went into woodworking when you retired? Well, you better know about Circle Saw. How many of you like to tinker in the garage? Well, I do. It's my favorite place in the world. And that's why my garage looks so good, and I'm sure yours does too. But do you have every tool you need? If you don't, I can tell you where to get it. Do you like to keep your tools maintained and in good shape? If you have tools and you use them, I know you do. And right now, guess what's happening right now? Right now is you're pulling out all those gasoline-powered tools, like your weed eaters and your leaf blowers and your chainsaws, and you're going to do some stuff. Well, guess what? If they're not working, take it to Circle Saw. You know, if you want to go buy a new one, go to Circle Saw and buy a new one, but chances are you can get it fixed and get it all the teeth sharpened and the new blades on, whatever it takes, and get it all working, and they take care of all tool maintenance too. Circle Saw has been in this town since the 50s doing that. In fact, they started out just sharpening saw blades. That's what they did. And they did a great job with it. And when it comes to battery-powered tools, which is my favorite thing in the world, I think it's the best thing that ever came from the space program is battery-powered tools. They've got them all. They've got the full line of Milwaukee tools. So take a look at everything they have. Milwaukee makes a great line of battery-powered tools, by the way. A favorite of many in the industry. So where are they? 2510 Ella Boulevard, just south of Loop 610 North. That Circle Saw, been around forever, and they're here to take care of all your specialty tool needs, from cutting heads to arborist tools like chainsaws and stuff. They've got it all.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Let's talk to Doug. Doug, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
I have a question about deck paint. I'm trying to renovate my old wooden deck. Part of it's new wood, and part of it's the old wood that has years of other kinds of stains on it.
Okay.
Do you have any recommendation for a good deck paint? I've been Googling it. There's latexes, there's acrylics, there's stuff with rubber in it, there's stuff with pigment in it, and it all seems to be pretty confusing out there.
Okay, I want to clear it up with you. First off, acrylics and latexes are pretty much the same thing. They're water-based paints. You will be using a water-based paint for a deck paint on the outside of the home. You'll be using a water-based paint for the siding on your home. Oil-based paints are something you don't use outside. They're vegetable oils. They will turn black in this climate that we have here in the Houston area. So number one is it's going to be a water-based paint. Number two is a paint has got the most pigment in there. A semi-transparent stain has less. A solid color stain has more. And then you have a clear sealer. So you have clear, semi-transparent, a stain, which is a solid color stain, and then you have paint. Paint has got the most pigment. It's the best protection. Because of the way you're explaining it to me, I think you probably should go to a deck paint. But besides that, if you go to any paint store, and I don't mean the big box stores, you have a Sherwin-Williams, a Pittsburgh, or Benjamin Moore, whatever, go in there and tell them you want to paint your deck and you want a deck paint, not a semi-transparent stain, because you're going to see the differences in the woods that you have and the different ages and stuff. So it's time for you to paint the whole thing. It'll be beautiful. It'll be a walking surface. It'll be a water base, but it'll definitely be a paint, not a stain.
Yeah, I think you're right there, because what's on it now is that bare, tintable base stain. It's kind of like a little, it's like a paint, but still it's, they're calling it a stain.
They put a, what they do is they put a pigment. It's like a thinned out paint. That's what my buddy used to call it. That's just thin paint. But it, they just put a pigment in a stain, because the more pigment, the longer it lasts and holds its true color. And that's why you paint a house. You usually don't stain a house. You paint most stuff, cars and the powder coated furniture and everything. That's a paint. And so that's what you're looking at. And I think it'll look beautiful. It'll look like it's just a painted surface. It won't have a variation in color, because you're putting a solid paint over the top of it. Any of the stains that are penetrating, they don't last long. The product you mentioned to me, not one of my favorites. But it, when it comes to deck paints and paints of all kinds, all the paint stores today are in line with good quality products. You're just going to have to pay for their, tell them you want their best deck paint, because you don't want to do this more than once, and once is enough for a long time. So that's what I would tell them. And they'll hook you up with the right thing. And most good paints today are self-priming, so it's probably just going to require two coats.
Oh, okay. That was another question about the priming mm-hmm. too. You think just two coats possibly versus
if the paint you choose is a self-priming paint, then yes, they're gonna. What they do is the first coat considered a primer coat, and the second coat is the finish coat. And most really good paints today, you don't have a separate type of primer. If that you're picking something that does require a separate primer, what I would tell you is this: have the primer tinted to the exact same color you're using for your final coat. Well, I don't know what color you're going to choose. And that way you'll get kind of the same action, because you'll be able to have the color that'll match. A lot of painting companies will tell you, well, don't do that, then you won't see where you missed. Just don't miss. It's better, I think, if you have them both tinted the same color, because I think the color looks richer and holds better over time.
Okay, great, great. You have time for one more?
Sure.
Just real quick, back on air conditioners again. I know you've been talking about a new air conditioner, so I'm in the yes. market for one as well.
Okay.
Any thought of what's the difference between air conditioner or possibly a heat pump? I know I have.
That's a great question.
I have experience.
They're
with
both the same. All air conditioners are heat pumps. Now, when they sell you one as a heat pump, and this is a really good question, because this is going to be answered much differently today in this show than I would have answered it 25 years ago. That's how old I am. I'm 37 years on the air now. Not a big fan of heat pumps back then. Today, I am. A heat pump is nothing more than an air conditioning system. I mean, it's a little more involved than this, but I'm going to keep it simple for everybody to understand what's it mean to you. And it has a reversing valve. And so what happens is when you go to the heat mode, that reversing valve does exactly what it does in the summertime for you, which pumps the heat out of the house to the environment. What a heat pump does, it goes into a reverse cycle, which takes whatever heat it can find outside and pumps it to the inside, so it reverses itself. So it's all it's doing is moving heat from either inside to outside or outside to inside. When it gets cold enough outside, there's no more heat for it to find, then it's going to go to a backup, which would either be a furnace, gas furnace, or it's going to be electric heat. Heat pumps work really well, though, and are very efficient when it comes to mild heating times and then any kind of cooling time, because it is a full-fledged air conditioning system.
Okay, I see.
Does that make sense to you?
Would you buy one for your house?
I would not, because I have natural gas at my house. If I had an all-electric home, I would buy one for an all-electric home. I have a home down on the beach, a little tiny little place. And when that air conditioner ever runs out, I will put a heat pump down there, because the electric strip heat is pretty expensive to run. And if I can go into a heat pump mode when it's just kind of mild down there, it's going to save me money on the energy side.
Okay, I see. Okay, well, that's it. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Groundwater heat pumps not going to work down here, so don't even get into those. Rudy's Quality Painting is the perfect person that the gentleman who called earlier, who is going to pick up two condominiums next to his, because someone apparently passed away. Happens. You know, something we all can't avoid. But he is going to have holes in the wall. Apparently, it's funny when he was saying that, because I have a friend that every time one of his kids put a hole in the wall, he would take it. They're usually small holes. He would take like a solid switch cover, like for an electrical outlet, or he would take some kind of like soffit vent grill or something, and he would put it over the hole. And he had all these weird switch covers all over. He said, "What are these switch covers?" "There's a hole behind there." He's very proud of it, but that's not what you do. What you do is you get Rudy to patch the holes and then paint the room. And that's what they do. That's what professional painter companies do. And I had this talk with Chad yesterday at the home show. We were out together. Chad's our executive producer, who's running the equipment. And he has a problem where he has to put a hole in his ceiling to get to some raccoons that are in his enclosed crawl space attic he can't get to. And he's worried about it. I said, you know what? The sheetrock is the least of the worries. It's the damage from the animals. It's the other stuff that you got to do. But as far as sheetrock, sheetrock's easy. And you get someone like Rudy, they'll have it fixed in a few hours. And sheetrock is cheap. It's just you have to buy a piece, but they got a bunch of scrap pieces. They'll put it in and fix the holes and stuff. And it's easy. But that's what professional painters do, and that's what Rudy does. He has carpenters to fix baseboard or put in some chair rails or trim some windows and get the room ready for the paint job. They fix the holes in the wall. They texture it. They match it real nice. They do all the cleaning and all the prep. We talked to a gentleman earlier today that had a register he pulled down. There's some mildew growing on the ceiling. That would all be cleaned up by hand. And then they paint. And Rudy's Quality Painting will tell you. And Rudy tells me, he said, "Tom, painting's the easiest part. It's all the prep work we do." And then they don't paint around the little switch covers. They take them off. They put them back on. They don't paint the plugs. They want everything nice and clean and crisp, just the way it's supposed to be. That's what professional painting companies do. Whether it's interior or exterior, if you have a paint job on the horizon this year, call Rudy's Quality Painting and get on his list. Because one thing about Rudy is they don't leave one job until it's complete and everybody's happy to go to the next. So you want to be in that line to where you're the next one coming up. As soon as he can work you in, and he can have his carpenters and stuff, he can move the people around to each job to make sure things are moving in a timely manner. That's Rudy's Quality Painting.
Why gamble on your home improvement projects? Play it smart. Go with the experts Tom trusts. Select professionals who've qualified to be a certified home show pro.
RCW Nurseries, the garden experts bringing new life to your yard and garden. Due West Foundation Repair. When you want the best, call Due West. Airline Vacuum Central Vacuum System, the last vacuum you'll ever need.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, so we are going to have to close this hour out. We have another hour. Jay, you're the only one holding, so if you would just hang loose about 2.5-3 minutes, you'll be the first one up the next hour. I just want to make a quick, if you can't, I understand, but I do want to talk to you very much so. As far as the Barry Center, there's the home show going on. We were there yesterday. I've got to say thank you all who came by. I had a lot of people come by yesterday, and a lot of old friends and people. I didn't get to talk to Mike. Mike Trogus was walking around. I was on the air, and he's always out there. I built him a house many years ago. He doesn't have the house anymore, but he raised his kids in it. That was good. So it was just nice seeing people, and I appreciate all the kind words for the people that came up to me. Nobody came up and yelled at me yesterday. Somebody even gave me a book about water treatments and stuff like that. So it's... It was just a great time, but they're going on today at the Barry Center. It's free to get in, and it's a free show to park, and it's just a nice small. It's a neighborhood show. Clean and Clear Pool. Say hello to Joe and Julie and their crew out there, and of course Linda over at the Shelf Genie. She's part of our Certified Home Show Pros. She's over there too. So put that on your calendar to go today. As far as taking care of the water, the gentleman did give me a book about water, and. I heard some other things that were being said about water treatments, water filters, water this, water that about people's homes. And the bottom line is this: you soften water and you filter water. This whole idea, they've got these new systems and they work and they do what they say they do. They use like an AM signal and they make the molecules not bond together so it doesn't create a problem when the water is running. But what happens is when the water stops running and not flowing and moving anymore, it's just that signal that goes into the water to keep them from bonding, it goes back to where it was and they all bond up anyway. So it really can't do some of the things that they say it's going to do on a practical basis. So here's the bottom line. When it gets to water softeners, you have to soften it. You have to remove the hardness. That way, when it goes into the tanked water heater or it goes into your washing machine and stuff, it won't sit there and it won't go back to its original purpose, because everything always does. It has a memory, and so does this. So you've got to be careful with what people are selling you. A kinetical water softener is the best thing to buy when it comes to softening water. It removes the hardness. That way it can't go back to the way it was. It's that simple. And it does it through gears. There's no electricity, and it's a unit that can be repaired. It has a 10-year warranty, and it's going to last you a couple of decades. So it's something that every house, there's nobody in the whole state of Texas that can avoid hard water. And so the second thing is water filters, and that's that K5 drinking water station they have, and that's an RO. RO you can get in all kinds of forms. In fact, there's water treatment plants down in the valley that are nothing but RO. They're sending it to you. The problem is, by the time it gets to you, it's contaminated through all the pipes, so you have to RO it again to drink it. So do it at the point of use. Do it at your home. And when you're taking it out of that little special spigot, out of the little container it comes underneath your sink, you're getting water, and that's it. The rest of the stuff goes down the drain through the membrane and out the house. And as far as that goes, you can have the whole system put together for you from Aquatex. Aquatex, they're the best in the business, the best units I've ever had on my own home, and the units I do have on my own home. You can give them a call at 281-331-7777. But be careful about what you hear. There's a difference between conditioning and softening. You want to make sure it's doing, not just masking the problem. That's Aquatex. They'll make sure it's doing.
Gardening doesn't have to be dull or difficult.
Good morning, ladies. I'm sorry I had to call back.
We believe gardening should be fun.
I forgot a question.
Okay, good.
Welcome to Home Show Garden Pros.
Looks like I am going to have to podcast that first hour.
I'm already turning red with embarrassment.
Making gardening fun again.
If it makes you feel good to pull the weeds.
Saturday morning, 7 till 9.
It's like Kelly loves to pull weeds.
You call, we answer.
It is therapeutic.
Advice and tips that put easy and fun into your lawn and landscaping. Saturday mornings on Sports Radio 610. And online anytime at HomeShowGardenPros.com. Home Show Radio will be right back.